Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things in this world that ain't right. I don't know how many people know or are familiar with Game of Thrones, but it's real. Now, there's some things that supposedly are going to make changes. They were supposed to have happened once already. We'll see if it happens from on the original date. Things that I have been hearing point to a generalized failure to communicate. And when people get to a certain point, you realize what's going on. Now, I'm going to play the theme song and see how you like it. You like that song. That's good. You're going to hear it until such time as they turn everything off. Now, I want you to all be keeping your goodies together because from what I hear, in order to change over to the things that are new and advanced technologies, they're going to have to turn off the internet and a bunch of other things. So, you know, hopefully you can stand it. it'll be interesting to see when they do that. Let's see here. There are a bunch of things that could go into all this. And one of the questions I ask on the posting on the show is, are any of us valued? And you get to really take a close, hard look at everything in order to figure that one out. I would suggest that you start looking in some of the less prominent areas where you've got a lot of immigrants or whatever, generally poor people, and they can be any color you like. that don't really seem to matter. But everything I've heard lately, and this is something that'll get you a little bit, is that everything says that we're valued very little. Now, what does that do for anybody? You can get into things pretty easily, and dang it, cooperate, you suckerfish. You can get into things fairly easily. Right now, we got a California law that, according to Susan Caskey, the managing editor of the week, stipulates it is a war on breakfast. meaning you want your bacon, the price of bacon and eggs and whatnot is going to go up. Anyway, the deal is simple. Most people are used to going to the grocery and getting food, but most people are not prepared for what could happen according to this law. And this law is only takes effect in California. Bear that in mind. It says that when they change the production manager, then they change the parameter of how they grow the food we eat, whether that's eggs, pork, beef, whatever. And what Susan is saying is this kind of farm fresh food is, of course, way more expensive than the standard grocery fare, as much as 3 times more. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but the neat part about the place that I live in is that those kinds of things are rare, and by that I mean that there isn't any chemicals up here much at all, only the absolute minimum. And so what we've got is we've already got the farm fresh food. It ain't cheap to eat it, but it's a lot more expensive in terms of your health and that sort of thing. Not to eat. Oh boy. And the thing about that is that you got to be nice to every animal that you used in terms of pigs, sheep, cattle, etc. One of the things is these pigs never breathe outdoor air or stand on grass or ground and all that. The thing about this is that up here, things are a bit different. Almost everything that I know of is free range. And that makes a big difference in terms of the cost coming out about even with what's being produced now. So consequently, the 3 times more cost is very unlikely to happen. The second part of this is that as I said, people up here don't believe in chemicals. So in order to make sure that everything stays that way, they get advice from veterinarians as to, you know, what can I get by with on all this. It's just simply a fact that if you don't use a bunch of chemicals and you only use minimal amounts of whatever it is that you do have to have, then you end up with organic meats, poultry, and this, et cetera. So if you think about it, there's a whole lot of fun and games that has gone on. One of the things I see here is Putin's vengeance for Crimea bridge explosion. Vladimir Putin, I hate to tell you this, but they're going to do it again, and this time it's going to stick. Be prepared for that. You go using nuclear weapons, and your country, the whole thing goes up in a big puff of smoke. That I have been assured of by our illustrious military. Election denial. Can democracy survive? Oh, boy. Lake, one of many big lie proponents. Well, you got to remember that these things about the stolen election and all that coming out, it's a slow process. It ain't something that you want to spend a lot of time watching. They're talking about Republicans lurching into fascism. Well, what's fascist or what is nasty is the law. That's the determining factor. And they, you're liable to find that there's a lot more people who are supportive of the law, especially law and order, when you got a bunch of crooks running around loose, wherever that may be. They're going after the people that are turning them loose. The prosecutors, you ain't going to be in your office very long. Things about the changes in our economics and social basis, especially in the infrastructure, they got people that are stupid. Austria has filed a lawsuit against the EU over Brussels' classification of nuclear power and natural gas as sustainable forms of energy production. They're not sustainable. There's much better ways to do that. Boy. Let's see here. Nigeria's had deadly floods. The Nobel Peace Prize went to activists. Dozens of climbers killed when they had an avalanche. That was in India. Moscow, Ukraine did it. Ukrainian officials approved the Moscow car bombing that killed the daughter of a Russian nationalist in August. Yeah, right. I hope somebody's got proof. Because a lot of the intel that you hear, and it doesn't matter who does it, who reports it, where it comes from, and all that, is rumor. It's supposition. It's the kind of thing that people work up rumors about. Hijab protests continue in Iran, and so far, again, 180 dead, and they're continuing with the protests. Had a daycare massacre in Thailand. Had bank error in their favor. An Australian couple is standing trial this week for spending some $6 million transferred to their bank account in error by a cryptocurrency company. Oops. Well, what are you going to do? There's too many fun things going on. Now, you've heard about the fun and games they got going on about cooks, about books and kids and a bunch of other things. In conservative groups and Republican officials are campaigning to ban books from schools and libraries. Far out. A lot of the books are X-rated. Many states' angry parents have filled school board meetings with lists of dozens of books and demands they be purged from the classroom and libraries. Most deal with racial issues, homosexuality, and gender. And there is a whole lot of this that's getting ready to hit the fan. Little kids don't have the idea of sex, whether anybody likes it or not. They're also immune to coronavirus, so don't give them no shot. about 40% of banned books address LGBTQ blah, 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 themes or have prominent LGBTQ characters. The most banned books include Gender Queer, oh boy, a graphic novel about a non-binary teen, and All Boys Aren't Blue, a memoir about growing up black and queer. These books include passages about masturbation, oral and anal sex, and sexual assault that goes way too far for little kids. Little kids should not be exposed to that crap, not until they're old enough to make up their own minds. They're not. What makes it even worse is the fact that some schools, and you're gonna love this. This is on Fox News about parents not being told about their sons or daughters getting sex change operations. Told, it just happens. Your little girl comes home and she ain't got no tits, or your little boy comes home and his weenie's been reduced, or however you want to look at that. It's nasty, in my opinion. I think personally that anybody who does that needs to both be jailed and subject to sexual torture. But that's just me. I have a nasty disposition when it comes to hurting little kids that don't know what's going on. Ukraine may split the GOP. I doubt it. If Republicans take the House or Senate, the isolationists will try to force the U.S. to curtail support. Don't think so. They're just going to keep an eye on it, make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do. Partisan gulf in COVID deaths. Republicans have indeed been more likely to die because of COVID. Oh, whoopee. That's because right-wing politicians and media chose to cast down the safety and efficacy of vaccines. That's right. And disdain other mitigating measures such as masking and social distancing. That's right. And that's all that is disinformation. The reason it is because that's not how it's working. do pigs deserve better? Well, I just told you about that. Bans the sale of pork from farms that use gestation crates, tiny wooden pens that leave sows unable to even turn around. And I think it ought to be better than that. I think that California has a really big problem because they are mandating this change, and they don't have the right to do that. Oh, they can cut all the pork off from California if they want. That's fine. But you can't tell everybody else in the country that they're going to raise them in a certain way. It doesn't work that way, as everybody knows. It's like electric cars. I haven't heard about anybody wanting to give up 50K or better to make sure we got one to drive. Well, is Quebec trying to be a backwater? Fears about immigration. an acknowledgement of reality. low growth backwater, as long as that means it retains cultural purity. Think about that. Ooh, Australia, where the whistleblowers are prosecuted. Australia is prosecuting their own people, not the ones in our government who are doing terrible things, but the whistleblowers who call them out. Richard Boyle, a former worker in the taxation office, is facing jail time for exposing the predatory practices at his office. Boyle tried to report through proper channels and then rebuffed, went to the press. Now he's charged with phone recording and passing sensitive information. Ooh. Meanwhile, you get a military whistleblower alerting the press to war crimes allegedly committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. The only individual being prosecuted over those alleged killings. You mean the people that actually pulled the trigger ain't getting, you're right, they're not getting anything out. Australia needs to rethink its priorities. The battle for integrity in Australia politics is being lost. I think we've lost it here. I mean, if you look at the title, what's our value? If you ain't a heavy hitter, they don't give very much leeway. America fails to solve health crisis. We don't have nothing to do with Kosovo. You know, it's not our responsibility. Our clinics still lack basic supplies while our patients waited months for surgeries or borrowed money to seek care in Germany. Latifi abandoned his post, defeated after just 11 months. And you think about that. That guy was doing some good. But they got rid of him. He didn't fit the mold. Czech Republic, the joke that didn't amuse the Russians. We have met the Russians' preposterous claims on four Ukrainian territories with our own land grab. My, think about that. Russians, though, actually fell for the joke and weren't amused. Aw. Europe reaching out to the UK and beyond. Well, the only problem with that is that they don't even have a prime minister to deal with. So you've got a UK that doesn't have anybody steering the boat, and everybody turned down the last positive proposal. And it just... just got worse and worse, and she said, that's enough, I quit. COVID-19 vaccines prevented up to 370,000 COVID deaths and 700,000 hospitalizations last year. That's all BS. It's a lie. To date, the vaccines have killed right at 1 million people. And I'm talking about something that's attributed directly to the vaccines, not some hearsay, conspiracy theory, or other BS. More than 150,000 Venezuelans have arrived at the southern U.S. border this year, and now they all get to stay in Mexico. oh, boy. 44% of women ages 18 to 29 identify as liberal, while only 25% of men in the same age group do. Well, maybe somebody's realizing something there. You want some BS? Biden's push for decriminalizing marijuana? Well, no. What he should do, but he's not smart enough to do it, is have the states take on the problem that he could create by saying that it's been decriminalized in X states, whichever ones those are, and you can't keep somebody in prison for something that's been decriminalized. Turn them loose. oh, boy. Hunter Biden, will he be indicted? there's a lot of people who hope he will. What's the holdup on prosecuting Hunter Biden? I'll tell you what the holdup is. He's got the whole of the federal government protecting him. So, you know, federal agents believe they have enough evidence to indict Hunter for alleged tax fraud and lying about his drug history when purchasing a gun. And yet none of this come up. Then we got COVID rearing its head again. New variants may fuel a winter surge. Try fear porn. Oh, boy. Yeah, we got a donkey standing at the podium. This is a joke. Inflation, crime, border crisis, fentanyl, Russia, CRT, general policy, Ukraine, China, and the donkey standing at the platform says, but Trump. Uh-huh. Another thing that I see, and that's, this ain't nice. I got a Democrat standing here, midterm chances, and both his arms have been sawed off by a sheik with a saw, and on the saw it says price of gas. Very interesting. Meta, doubling down on virtual reality. What a waste of time. Amazon pulls back on delivery robots. After 3 years of testing, Amazon is shutting down tests of its home delivery robots. We're not ready for that kind of tech. Not yet. Best time to eat is early in the day. Yeah, right. Forever chemicals and fertility. A mother's exposure to toxic forever chemicals during early pregnancy may increase the chance of her son having a lower sperm count, a diminished fertility in later life. Seven PFAS chemicals had lower sperm counts. Well, the researchers say methane threat from flares. Oh, you mean the practice of burning off the fuel? The researchers say the practice releases about 5 times more methane than previously thought. Whoops. Improving the efficiency of the burning process, making sure the flares remain lit, would result in annual emissions reductions equivalent to taking nearly 3 million cars off the road each year. Ooh. Indigenous continent, the epic contest for North America. This is a book now. To do nothing less than recast the story of Native American and American history. It needs to be changed. This is true. There's a whole lot of lies in it. Suppositions and falsehoods that can be shown for what they are. Oh, boy. And there's a whole lot of running around a Rosie. Cincinnati, chili. I think I'm gonna try some of that. See how it does. That's the recipe of the week, supposedly. Oh boy. Now they want me to live anywhere but where I'm at. Well, Kentucky's out, and that's the closest one to my state. The rest of them is Illinois and Texas and, you know, Forest Park, Illinois, Austin, New York City. Yeah, right. I wouldn't live at those places. You couldn't pay me that much. More than 2,600 officials work across 50 federal agencies between 2016 and 2021. Disclosed stock investments in companies while those same companies were lobbying their agencies for favorable policies. over 1,800 federal officials reported owning or trading at least one of four major tech stocks: Facebook, Google, Apple, and Amazon. Maybe we ought to just up and fire some people. Somebody mentioned that, I believe. job market's still running at full speed. No, it ain't. You're making jobs, but nobody's taking them. Peloton restructures. Peloton laid off 500 workers, and things are going to continue to be bad. Rivian, however you pronounce that, recalls nearly all its vehicles. they're afraid that the driver might fall out. IPO is an awful time for a market debut. IPO market has vanished. That's from Bloomberg. It's fallen more than 95%. that's pretty heavy. Well, jail for breaking security rules. Senior security managers are worried they could face prison time for security breaches. Believed to be the first time that prosecutors have charged a tech security executive for failure to disclose a corporate breach. Well, yeah, they want to hide that stuff. You don't want everybody knowing what's going on. there is no hurricane dividend. Invariably after any terrible disaster, experts pop up to label it an economic boom. What a crock of crap. And people said don't believe any of it. What can go wrong with that? It's not all that bad. Plenty. Catastrophe is never an economic blessing, no matter how you slice it. Amazon is scaling back its sprawling delivery operation. Other companies such as Shopify, Wayfair, are issuing public mea culpas for projections that proved to be way off. Laying off 1,000 workers, and that's Shopify. When social distancing eased, old habits came roaring back. I want to get out of my house and go do things. And yet the problem is that they didn't get to go do them things for the simple fact that the whole world was closed down. Ooh, bummer. All right, now we get into a couple of, these are two layers. I've got a nation. Jeez, come on, cooperate. Nation from 10/17/24 and one from 10/31 to 11/7. Ooh. We're going to start with the first one because I get to pick on my favorite punching bag. And if she ever gets in range, I'll punch her out for sure. It's an upcoming term. In its upcoming term, the Supreme Court will cement its grip over political life in America. That's true. And what they're going to do is take back from the radical leftists all the crap that they've managed to figure into the pot, but they're going to do it by law. Now, Ellie Mistel wrote this, and from everything that I can see, she wants mob rule. Now, here comes the law. Look out. I want to arrive at its preferred judicial outcomes. Abortion rights. White men. Observers will continue to apply their racist and misogynist logic. Other groups yearning to progress beyond what white men allowed in the 1850s. Well, it keeps going, and it's all BS. Every last bit of it. She doesn't like America, and I would suggest that she move. You can go to Haiti or Africa or any place other than here. I'm going to tell you right now that if you can't help, have something nice, you don't need to be here. And I'm making that perfectly clear. And she says she knows things, and the only problem is she didn't back it up with nothing in this whole thing. Now they got all this other ring around the rosy stuff. This isn't how things are supposed to work in a constitutional republic. And neither is your idea of Marxism, Ellie. Not supposed to work that way. If the arbiters are not impartial, they should be able to be recalled. And if the representatives don't do what the people want, they should be fired. Well, that's fine. I haven't seen anybody step up. How about you, Ellie? That would be healthy. That would be self-government. I haven't seen you, Ellie, because, you know, you're not on TV saying that you're going to fire somebody or get rid of them. Juristocracy, oh boy, a system in which unelected judges with lifetime appointments rule us from on high. Ooh. Steadily abandon the pretense of interpreting the rules of the game and has revealed itself as the body that decides who is allowed to win. What a crock of crap. You keep getting all this stuff and you refuse to back it up. This is a version of pretend democracy has devastating consequences for popular ideas that conservative judges don't like. Ooh, okay. If Democrats pass legislation protecting abortion rights, the court will strike it down. If Democrats pass legislation restoring voting rights, the court will gut that law. it goes on and on, and it don't stop. And they got several pages of this, along with some court cases. Moore versus Harper isn't scheduled yet. Merrill versus Milligan is. Oh. Date of hearing, October 4th. Ooh. In 2019, a case called Ritual versus Common Cause, the Supreme Court ruled that partisan gerrymandering claims are non-justiciable. This means that the state can draw whatever district maps they like, no matter how much they favor one party over another. The Supreme Court will not tell them no. don't bet on that. The Confederate states have been up for the challenge, but perhaps none more than North Carolina. Ooh. The state Supreme Court then commissioned an independent map. This is the map North Carolina will be operating under for the upcoming midterm elections. Ooh. Moore versus Harper. After the midterms, most dangerous and insipid things to come out of the Bush versus Gore decision, the independent state legislator theory. Well, you don't know very much, obviously. Each one of the states in the United States has been registered with the Court of The Hague as being sovereign countries, sovereign states. Therefore, much of the stuff that you pull on doesn't cut it. Oh, boy. Chief Justice William Rehnquist relived into this idea in a concurrence he wrote in Bush versus Gore as he was casting about for ways to make George W. Bush president by ending the court-ordered recount. Rehnquist theorized that the Florida legislature and not the Florida courts had the final say over the state's election rules. The state does have it. Then you got this scheme has picked up steam on the right as the white wing works to empower the red state legislatures to disenfranchise millions of non-white voters. That's a lie. I don't care whether you like it or not. That's a falsehood, which is a lie. Justice Clarence Thomas, he, along with Justices Alito, Neil Gorsuch, would also have granted an emergency appeal by North Carolina Republicans to reinstate their gerrymandered maps before the midterms. Didn't happen, though, did it? case called Merrill versus Milligan, which offers the kind of tried and true racism that this court has long been comfortable approving. Really? Don't bet on it. Legal distinction the Supreme Court makes between political gerrymanders and racial gerrymanders. There's a difference. Racist gerrymandering is unconstitutional. The six conservatives on the Supreme Court don't seem to believe structural racism exists. And I'm inclined to agree that I don't think it does either, except in Ellie Mistel's warped mind. Oh, boy. Disenfranchised voters argue that these maps violate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination based on against voters on the basis of race. This case gives conservatives an opportunity to reject that argument and further weaken the Voting Rights Act. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to do that. Oh, boy. Students for Fair Admissions versus University of North Carolina in affirmative action. The Supreme Court, we hear two cases that will take direct aim at the civil rights policy. One brought against the private university, Harvard, the other against the public, the University of North Carolina. Then it doesn't get better. She's got Halen and Bracken and twists what's in them to fit her political agenda. The conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the states' rights argument. That's a good idea that they did. The Supreme Court agreed to take the case. Weakening ICWA. Sovereignty and citizenship. ICWA doesn't discriminate against white people because they're white. Instead, it acknowledges the sovereignty of tribal nations and gives them the primary say over what to do with their citizens. Pretty simple, ain't it? So this is all full of horse manure. I call it horse hockey. Animal torture. Well, no. It doesn't get any better. And I've read through half a dozen magazines trying to find some truth, trying to get to a point where I can actually find out what's going on. The working class candidate. A lot of what ifs in that article. And I mean a bunch of them. Elizabeth Warren jumped in. I don't think it's going to make no difference. Oh, difference between us. intellectuals and influencers. Yeah, there's a big difference in there. And you got a thing about blacks. The problem is this. The title of this is The Promise of Freedom. And I'm going to say none, even today. Why do I say that? Because you're not on equal footing. And that's why not. And at equal footing, deals with the truth. And the truth is what people see it as. And that truth is seen through human eyes. A Time to Kill, the summation that the lawyer made about the man who killed two guys that raped his daughter. You should listen to the end of that movie. You'll learn something about what it all really is. Oh, boy. End Times. False Messiahs. Yeah, there's a bunch of those out there. I don't want nobody necessarily following me. But what I do want is that is for everybody to take stock of what I've presented, how I've presented it, and how much of it has come to pass. That's where the serious tricks come in. And you have to realize that is quite literally all there is. Strengthen the guardrails of democracy. Watergate at 50. Surrender, Joe. Oh, boy. Those serving the White House remain aware that they are not above the law. Bear that in mind. They know that the fun and games is coming. And yet there's not much they can do about it for the simple fact that it's coming for them. Constitutional amendments will be needed to curb the role of big money and to abolish the Electoral College. You need to leave the Electoral College alone, the filibuster, and a few other things, and do it the right way. The guardrails won't hold if the entire train is off the track. Yeah, well, the lower city and the upper city. lots of offense. That's David Bromowich. Who will be our mediators? Nobody. Ever City has barely begun to answer their justified anger. There's a suspicion that the Club of the Suns will shut them out altogether. Ooh. Hmm. Front burner. No more. No mere symbol. Queen Elizabeth. Well, I think Queen Elizabeth did quite a bit of good. She might not have been the best that there ever was, but she came pretty close. Now we got something that's this is the newer one. It goes through 11-7. Russian President Vladimir Putin poses a clear and present threat, but China is the only country with both the intent to reshape the international order and increasingly economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power to do it. This is from The Nation, 10/31 through 11/7, and it don't pull punches. There's some really good articles in here, but you got to know what you're looking at. You have to be able to read between the lines. You have to be able to understand that some people are held to a higher standard than your average person. Real simple. Coach me if you can. Life coaching is not psychotherapy and not meditation, but some other third thing, and it's making millions of dollars off struggling people. I got a woman sitting in a chair. You got a man with a bunch of strings attached to him. I was not trying to change the world. I was just trying to get laid. That sounds familiar. I'm damaged good. Busted as hell. I have too many feelings. I'm still recovering from sexual trauma, and I can't do this on my own. Oh, I need help. What do we got here? Out of sight. How do you describe a migraine? had them multiple times. Yeah, well. I've got some simple remedies to that. Who is Red? British Security Services futile record of harassment and surveillance. You gotta watch out. They might be sneaking up on you. Well, the trouble is it comes from the 1950s. And a lot of the stuff that went on, even 10 years ago, is no longer valid. And that can mean a lot of different things. Oh, boy, shadow play. I got letters in this one. Principal jurisprudence. Accountability for Gouda. And it goes on and on. There's too much dumb stuff in this to count it all. There's the front page. There we go. Boy. If Russia goes nuclear. That's the title of an article. Inflation 101. And then you got postcard. Then I have my favorite Jane, Ellie Mistel. Objection. Building up the bench to help regain control, they need to stick a bunch of people on the bench. They need to pack the Supreme Court. And we'll see whether or not they can do that. From everything I understand about it, they can't do it. Oh, boy. Shouldn't boil down to which senator is owed a favor by the White House. Judges who are in a position to help politically powerful plaintiffs or defendants shouldn't have to kiss up to the right senator or make a campaign contribution to get the job. Instead of protecting the prerogatives of senators, Democrats should be protecting the integrity of the justice system. Okay. The right to read. Book banning is a threat to public education. That's bullshit. And Kathy Pollitt knows it. X-rated is not for kids. I know you don't like that. So the question becomes, how do you indoctrinate and brainwash somebody that hasn't been exposed to this? Then you got this town called Malice. Commitment issues. The Republican Party's official agenda is a display of Trumpian distortion and aggression. Bullshit. Come on, Chris Lehman. You should know better. Committed to America should be it, period. If you can't respond to it, then you shouldn't be reporting on stuff that you don't have a clue about. 2 weeks into the 18-19 school year, the president of the school asked her to meet with him and the principal. Fitzgerald was informed that someone had found her marriage certificate and sent it to the president, who shared it with the archdiocese. She was given four options, she said, the first of which was to continue to work at the school, but to dissolve her marriage and leave her wife and daughter. If she didn't do that, she could resign immediately, be fired, or if she was able to keep it quiet, work through the school year, and then be let go. Now, this is somebody that they found out worked at a religious school, and the religious school took exception to her existence. Well, Fitzgerald, that's the lady that was involved in this, filed a lawsuit against Ron Colley in early 2019, accusing the school of firing her because she is gay. Violating the protection against employment discrimination based on sex under the Civil Rights Act. and we'll see how high this goes in the judiciary, but I would imagine it'd get right up to the top. And they accuse people of being ministers when they're not. And this is, you know, I've talked to clients who have said, what do you mean I'm a minister? That's crazy. Uh-huh. Well, that's how they're ruling in such a manner as to take somebody down or out or get them out of the way so that they can take care of business in a very easily formatted way. Minus media hit Florida before Ian did. Oh, boy. Here's one everybody can understand. You might like it. We'll see. Oh, now, here's something that you ought to find interesting. Bias media hit Florida before Ian did. Where Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican Florida, not a national political juggernaut, bias journalists would not be trying to blame him for a natural disaster and its inevitable ill effects. Look back to before the storm struck Florida's west coast. Lax response to the storm so far. Guess what DeSantis said? He wasn't going to put up with that. Whoa. Give me a break, he sharply interrupted the questioner. That is nonsense. Stop politicizing, okay? Stop it. We declared a state of emergency when this thing wasn't even formed. We've had people in here. We've had counties that have done a lot of hard work, and honestly, you're trying to attack me. I get it, but you're attacking these people, these other people, who worked very hard. So that's just completely false. The insinuation that somehow Florida was not well prepared for Ian is deeply unfair and untrue. That's Ron DeSantis. He's not the kind of guy to put up with a horse manure, and they were trying to shovel it. Well, reviews from Floridians on the latter have been overwhelmingly positive so far, and in spite of the political media efforts to generate dissatisfaction. Oh, you're supposed to be unhappy because you got hit with a hurricane. Fort Myers metropolitan area to the south. This caught everyone, the media. The meteorologist, DeSantis, and local authorities alike by surprise. It did a turn and changed directions. Ooh-wee. Well, you've only got to put up with the two or three of these things yet. Both DeSantis and Biden administrations, FEMA administrator Deanne Criswell, have rightly defended Lee County's response rather than use it as an excuse to play politics. Every reasonable person recognizes that the combined planning and efforts of state, local, and federal officials have prevented a much greater tragedy. Think about that. Glenn Youngkin has a common sense plan for affordable energy. Good. Put it out there. Then we got the left has race and gender, but no class. That's from Hugo Gurdon, the managing editor. That's just the title. Left-wing militants talk obsessively about race and gender, but they now rarely mention class. Tune in to NPR. Precise gauge of shallow ideological fashion with a sentence or two, the story you've been hearing will reveal itself as yet more hair-splitting about transphobia and racism. There is nothing for the blue-collar millions. Think about that. Don't be fooled by talk of good-paying union jobs. They don't exist. You know, you're supposed to be able to go to the windmill companies or something and get a really nice paying job. Sympathy or understanding of working-class concerns. Just cover for siphoning taxpayer money into the pockets of organized labor. Funding political paymasters who kick back cash into Democratic Party coffers. Oh, boy. He did not pull any punches. American workers, deplorables, have become a deeply uncomfortable subject for the left because honest discussion of class exposes the dishonesty of progressive dogma on race and gender. It is fatal to the less religious pieties about critical race theory and white privilege that there used to be and still are penniless white people. Oh, my God. Glorious theory. Pigeonholes all white people as irredeemably privileged oppressors of darker races. If white people have often been dirt poor, too, or have been themselves enslaved by darker-skinned people, as they have, the less shallow modish orthodoxy falls to pieces. Oh, man, you mean they just are... The existence of oppressed and impoverished white people in America and world history gives the lie to the racialist garbage that dominates left-wing thinking. Ooh. Likewise, on gender, it was wealthy white people who mostly populated the left's diktats on sexual identity, cringing upper-middle-class liberals comfortable in their expensive homes and other material circumstances, but not in their white skins. Simply won't point out that the emperor has no clothes. Everyone knows that men cannot give birth. Biologic males should not compete in women's sports. It's improper for them to be in women's changing rooms and sexualized drag shows for elementary children are predatory, perverse, and wrong. Just the way I feel. Only I wouldn't be so nice about it. ideological crap trap is driving working class voters, including black and Hispanic ones, away from the Democratic Party. It no longer represents them. For many years, it's shown contempt for their concerns. Think about that. Working people who happen to come from a racial minority are like their fellow citizens in being motivated chiefly by economic issues, and where they are moved to by culture, it is mostly a traditional direction, not toward radical innovation. I didn't get into the fun and games of this until fairly recently. Race and gender don't come into it. Until fairly recently, race, class, and gender seemed the three horsemen of the woke apocalypse thundering down shoulder to shoulder on the trembling defenses of traditional culture and values. But one of the horsemen has now veered away and is galloping across the political battlefield to join the other side. Oh, my goodness. And that particular person happened to be one of their rising stars. Oh, boy. Here's one about foreclosures. Listen up.
Blood on the skin, cool, blood on the crosses planted in the cold ash yard. The 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors and my name. It's enough to feel like dying. Like I skip through in the rain.
How about this one? D.C. decriminalized parachute jumping, and you'll never guess what happened next. Everybody was jumping the turnstiles and getting on for free. Guess what? Guess what? Democrats, you got a surprise coming. they'll be even more surprised when voters find new leaders who will enforce the law instead of casting it aside. It's just one line out of a whole article. Illinois public education system ought to be burned to the ground. I don't know about that. But just 27% of Hispanic students and 22% of black students in third grade statewide were able to read. Think about that. Only 2% of black third graders were able to read, and just 1% were able to do math. Woo. 2018 showed 83% of third grade students in Rockford public schools are unable to read at their grade level. My goodness. Students in Chicago public schools suffering a 70% drop in reading proficiency and 80% drop in math. I don't know about burning it down. Maybe we ought to get some people that know how to teach in there. Or turn the teachers loose. there's only one solution. Illinois families have to be able to leave the system for good. Those who can afford to do so are already leaving Illinois public schools in droves. Chicago public schools alone have lost 80,000 students over the past 12 years. It's illegal to draw lines on a map in California. No state does more to make it harder for residents to make a living than California. Think about that. This is too much freedom for Newsom to allow Californians to have. Oh, boy. Oz's comeback. I don't really care. I hope he wins, but I'm not going to get into him. And that's all. Oh, boy. GOP's three amigos, Texas Latinas, are leading Hispanic voters toward the Republicans but away from Trump. And you got Monica de la Cruz, Myra Flores, and Cassie Garcia. Uh-huh. And I tell you, I don't think I would want to cross any one of the three of them. They all look too healthy. I will offer Republicans an implied retort to the tired accusation that their policies, especially regarding immigration enforcement, are racist, xenophobic, and misogynist. Oh, boy. these people are doing something. They're holding town halls. They're getting people cranked up. Arizona school choice revolution. Oh, boy. Republican Governor Doug Ducey, signed HB 2853, the Empowerment Scholarship Account Program. Arizona has cemented itself as the number one state for educational freedom. Arizona has figured out that educational funding is meant for educating children, not for propping up and protecting a particular institution. Executive Director of Educational Freedom Institute. It goes on and on. That's definitely good. That's definitely excellent. Everybody should be able to choose a school that does the job. School choice is on the Republican Party platform. here we go. Supreme censorship. High court may have to reconcile conflicting federal court rulings over Florida and Texas online content moderation laws. Conservative voices are the ones that most often eliminated by tech companies' decisions. How about you? Yeah. The Supreme Court to clarify the constitutionality of the state tech regulation. Florida asked the highest court to weigh in on its 2021 law limiting online platforms' ability to remove content by candidates, about office seekers, and by journalistic entities. SB 7072 requires companies to adopt the same criteria across their platforms when taking down a post or removing a user account. It includes a fine for services that host third-party content, such as Facebook and YouTube. the fine is $250,000. That's for starters. if sites willingly deplatform a candidate for statewide political office, it also empowers the state's attorney general and private citizens to sue the companies for violations of the law. I violated the First Amendment's rights of the platforms and amounted to unconstitutional forced speech. 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals covering Florida, Alabama, and Georgia unanimously agreed with the plaintiffs and stopped the law from going into effect earlier this year. That decision upheld the ruling of lower U.S. District Court that found the law substantially likely to be a violation of the First Amendment. Texas got a law, was recently upheld in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals covering Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. The Texas law, HB 20, does not name political candidates or journalists as a protected class like Florida statute, but Texas law does ban platforms from removing content based on its political viewpoint. Oops. The language may mean that the companies won't be able to take down any third-party content that is legal. Ooh. Oh, boy, then you got critics. Law claim that this will stop the removal of content that is violent, racist, involves animal cruelty or self-harm, or other posts that are lawful but awful, and that most platforms are generally remove or demote. We'll see. It goes on and on. I mean, there are people that have realized that we have problems and that they have a position from which they can help take care of that. Inflation roils the rails. Railroads are just one industry affected deeply by persistent price hikes. Yep. Oh, boy. A recent in-depth analysis by the New York Times found the 97 members of Congress or their spouses and or dependent children made stock trades involving companies that conducted business intersecting with their work in Congress. Ooh. Effort to stop lawmakers self-dealing isn't dead. Okay. A group of embattled House Democrats is pressuring a Republican Party leadership to move a bill to prevent stock trades by members of Congress. Love it. Preventing federal elected officials from self-dealing. That is going to Washington, D.C. and enriching themselves rather than focusing exclusively on helping their congressional districts and the nation as a whole. I think that says enough right there. Pelosi's been in trouble for quite a while now. Ooh, OPEC plus cuts leave Biden with few tools left to ease consumers' pain. The president can't keep going back to the strategic petroleum reserves. Uh-huh. Why? Because they're limited. There's only a certain amount of them. Land of disenchantment. They're talking about porous U.S.-Mexican border at issue in increasingly competitive New Mexico governor's race. Mm-hmm. And they're going to tear that one apart and chew it up and spit it out. It's not going to be what it used to be or anything like it. Boy, this is, you've heard this fun and games. What are the chances of an exchange of low-yield nuclear weapons with Russia? Almost none. Putin's not stupid. He does not want a whole bunch of NATO people shooting back at him, I guarantee you. if Putin is deterred, we may never know if it's because of the threat of a possible U.S. nuclear response, the prospect of radiation blowing back into Russia, as well as killing his own troops, the risk of drawing the U.S. and NATO into the war, or simply because he was bluffing all along. Who knows? yeah, Biden wants to help everybody have a good midterm. And the problem with that is that foreign crises complicate Biden midterm plans. So, you know, the only thing he can be is a detriment. Oh, boy, state-sponsored hackers target the Ukraine. Oof. Hacking groups were suspected ties to the Russian or Chinese governments have engaged in more than 50 major cyber attacks so far in 2022. That'll give you an idea. And, yeah, they're fighting back. here's Adams with media malpractice. A desperate press goes down swinging. Fact checkers are working overtime defending Vice President Kamala Harris from allegations she suggested hurricane relief should be distributed according to skin color. Oh, boy, did she step in it. They give you an idea of what the Dems think of you, especially if you ain't white. Oh, my goodness. A few things in media are as funny as when a newsroom is forced to debunk its own fact check. Oh, the only thing funnier is when the debunking is authored by the same man who wrote the initial fact check. Bingo. Oh, boy. And then you got Bedard, Washington's Secrets. Future is 2030. Uh-huh. Well, in the realm of public trust, that also means paper ballots directly marked by the voter and recountable by hand. That's the answer to the voter fraud stuff. the woke war is seeping into the military, drawing heat from the congressional Republicans. Mixed sex restrooms, locker rooms, and showers planned at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland's new special warfare training wing. While I understand that those who fight together must train together, this development appears to be more about advancing a radical political agenda that seeks to eliminate all distinctions between the sexes rather than the safety and well-being of the airmen. Too much of a good thing. Retailers are grappling with excess inventory, and the holiday is getting close. Well, we got a few things we can add to some of this, but here's one that I liked real well when I first read it. Now, Stephen Moore is the guy you see on TV from time to time. He's a financial guru. Okay? The new global virus is runaway government spending and debt. Boy, oh boy. When new British Prime Minister Liz Truss suggested lowering the United Kingdom's highest tax rate from 45 to 40%, along with a 1% reduction in the income tax rate for all taxpayers, the bond markets and the central banks around the world went stark raving mad. That's why she's not there anymore. She can't get any cooperation. They're afraid to try what she's talking about because, it's something different. Government is not the solution. Government is the problem. And you can talk to Reagan about that. He's the one that said it. Moore just put it out like it should have been a long time ago. I'm going through it and I don't find anything listed. Oh, yes. You got Byron York, chief political correspondent for this magazine, Washington Examiner. And his title is Joe Biden, 82-year-old candidate. I said, no. Why did I say that? Because even his party don't want him. Green, Mr. Biden and Dr. Strangelove. A lot of what-ifs and BS. Now, this is Dominic Green knows what he's talking about. But this is a little bit funky, in my opinion. Now, you can get into other things. There's Hanahan. Daniel Hanahan is a member of the House of Lords and a former conservative MEP. It's never been about transgender people. It's about respecting reality. Really? I wouldn't bet on that. I would bet that they don't know the difference between a normal person and a transgender person. That's what I would suspect. That sounds like a lot of fun. It should. Oh, boy. Jesus. Let's see here. Now everybody's going to get to be able to practice this, so you might pay attention to what the song says.
Ain't no real big secret, all the same, somehow.
What do you think? Like that song? I do. here's the last magazine, and I got only got one thing I'm gonna really cover. the Christmas ham is forbidden in California, so don't. That's not something you should think about, because it ain't gonna be there. Well, they've outlawed it, basically. this election is your best last hope to curb power-hungry Democrats' extremism. That's the title of it. President Joe Biden has already done tremendous damage to the United States, both at home and abroad. With just narrow 50-50 control of the Senate, he has erased the southern border, causing a flood of illegal immigration, poured trillions into the economy, causing historically high inflation rates. And he has done everything in his power to make domestic fossil fuel energy more expensive, sending the price of gasoline to new highs. If the Democrats are able to get two more Senate seats this November, the following 2 years will be far worse. Once the filibuster has been broken for any legislative issue, it will be broken for every legislative issue deemed too important for Republicans to hold up in the Senate. Think about that. That's filibuster, okay? Federal election law, effectively banning all state voter identification requirements nationwide while also legalizing a ballot harvesting. Oh, boy. You get abortion, they're going to try to push that for repeal of the Hyde Amendment, thus forcing pro-life taxpayers to pay for abortions. Democrats will look to rig the game by granting statehood to Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. in hopes that this will grant them four new safe Senate seats. Think about that very carefully. I'm going to pack the Supreme Court. adding a minimum of four new Biden-appointed justices to solidify a 7-6 leftist majority. The far left will use the power of the state to crush all dissent to its radical anti-family agenda. Churches, nonprofit groups, and definitely bakers will be forced to celebrate and affirm same-sex marriages and transgender mutilations of children. Millions of illegal immigrants. The vast majority are economic immigrants with no legitimate asylum claim. It'd be the end of the nation's sovereignty. Democrats will borrow trillions more to pay for everything they ever dreamed of on their welfare wish list. And they end this thing with a simple statement. Please vote accordingly. Newsom got his butt handed to him. He tried to do some stuff that didn't fly. And hopefully the people that are leaving California, they can all afford the gasoline they need to get out of California. That's the last line of that. I have a few more one-liners, not too many. Inflation's gut punch to Democratic election hopes. That's Hugo Gruden, and this is the Washington Examiner. And that's for October 18th. So you need to think about what's going on. Be realistic. What do you want? Are online media normalizing prostitution? The answer is yes. Are millennials finally ready to have babies? No. They're not intelligent enough to have babies. How do you like that? Yeah. Let them eat pork. No. The California environmentalists have the right to tell you how to build your barn in Iowa. Well, they want to play that game. I think that they're going to be stomped down. The Golden State can't simply bankrupt farmers by depriving them of the state's market or forcing them to spend millions on the renovations the Biden administration argued. Well, guess what? They're going to try. Academics turn against scholarship. Well, that ain't neither here nor there, but there's a lot of things you got. Dirty money, dirty politics, and Hunter Biden. Midterms will help decide just how much trouble the president's son is in. Uh-huh. And I will nail his hide to a wall. Then you got Bob Alinsky, who has not only got the inside, because he was in it, information, but he also, and this is lovely, has documentation to prove it. So, Hunter, you're in trouble. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It goes from bad to worse and from worse to better. Now, I'm going to end this with some good news I think you'll like, but public pension funds have lost billions. Think about that. Medicaid expansion is in sight for North Carolina. I'm going to tell you now, it's a bad idea. Rocky Mountain high spending. Maryland Democratic congressman throws big money into Colorado liquor ballot measure. Why? He's got liquor stores there. He wants to make some money. And then you got moving the green goalposts. Big financial firms embrace ESG but aren't giving up on fossil fuels quite yet. Native American issues in Congress have to take on a higher profile. Now, what they're doing is they are winning back on the treaties that America agreed to up to 100 years ago. Tribal leaders are hedging their bets that it just might change things. And you've got terrible amounts of horse hockey going on. House fiber highs and apps already on your phone. Ooh. Tools used to evade surveillance can be used by repressive governments, too. Oh, my. Water wars pushing to the front as world goes dry. And you've got, let's see here. You got water tube and, let's see, there's a self-heal. Let's see, there's about six or seven Genesis. These things produce water. They can alleviate the problem with not having drinking water. Ooh, business, rival sports betting proposals on California ballot. Guess what? This is from Stephen Moore, and I do definitely give him accolades. The left is using science consensus to shut down free speech in America. You know what? The Nazis did that. And you see what happened to them. The whole world turned against them. I'm turning the pages as diligently as is possible. Here we go. Well, Joe Biden ever faced questions about his role in the Hunter Biden scandal? And I said, no. green, the gift of the gabbard. Well, she got tired of the Democratic Party and told them to stick it. And I agree with her. Deeply acute analyst of American spiritual right. The American crisis is about more than partisanship and economics. It expresses a loss of purpose. And the elites are driving us. then you got Hannan. Daniel Hannan, member of the House of Lords. Aha. Well, guess what? Civil wars are too easy to start. And that's where that ends. Now, I've got one question for everybody. Can you get this thing out? Will somebody listen to this? That's a good question, isn't it? I get the feeling they might not. But remember, this election is your best last hope to curb our hungry Democrats and extremism. You might want to put that together in such a way that you can get everything going. Anyway, go out there, spread this around, and get her done.